This is Bob Riddell, and this is Newsworthy for Thursday, sponsored by the Oshkosh Chamber of Commerce and Bank First, Highways 21 and 41, member FDIC. Julie Conrad Peters will be the new assistant superintendent of Oshkosh School Operations if the school board agrees. The school board will vote on her appointment at their May 10th meeting. Conrad has been with the district now for over 30 years and is currently the district's director of curriculum. The school board will also determine staffing for the 2023-2024 school year. Because of falling enrollments, the district may have to lay off as many as 25 teachers. Some will stay on as older teachers decide to retire or others leave the school district. Webster Stanley alum and neighbors will have a chance to say goodbye to the school building on Sunday. Self-guided tours will be available from 1 till 3. No need to register, and visitors can drop by at any time during those 2 hours. Webster Stanley School will be demolished to make way for the new Menominee School. More road work is coming our way starting on Monday. The State Department of Transportation plans to close part of South Washburn and Osborne Avenues. Crews plan to pulverize the existing road, stabilize it, and then repave it. Page 2, an Oshkosh mother accused of fighting with Merrill school officials is now headed to trial. Charlotte Fletcher waived her right to a preliminary hearing this week and will be tried on one count of battery to a school official. No trial date has yet been set. The former Hurgard Sports will become the new location of Your Boat Club. The store offers a fleet of boats and bikes to rent. Owners say they'll start with 15 slips and 6 boats. YBC is the largest publicly owned boat club in the world. By the way, the owners plan to leave the old Hurgard Sports sign in place to honor the store's history. And the peak bloom for the Payne Art Center tulips will be next week. Each year, thousands of tulips are planted to show off the grounds around the mansion. Turning to sports, Oshkosh's Sid Supley and her Northwestern University softball team have wrapped up a share of the Big Ten crown. The Wildcats can win the outright title this weekend when they take on Rutgers. Supley is a senior for the Northwestern Wildcats. That's a look at Newsworthy for Thursday. We're always sponsored by the Oshkosh Chamber of Commerce and Bank First, Highways 21 and 41, member FDIC. Have a great weekend.